So we're eerily close to the end of the Masechta, and we have to hop around a few raid bites before we start Ksuvas Daf Beis. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf, and in a way, it's heteragunas part 3. It has implications in other areas of halacha, but at the same time, it very much jives with today's daf and with the general idea that we've been talking about over the last several daf. And really, the raid bite begins with a Gemara in the Sechtes Gittin, daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hakol Ksheir in Lahavi Asaget. Everyone is kosher to be a Shliach Lahilacha. Forget Chutz, Micheresh, Shaita, Vikatan, Vesuma Va'evik Echav. So the Mishnah starts off with a bold statement. Hakol Ksheir, but then you have to read the not such fine print. With the exception of a Cheresh, a Shaita, a Katan, a Suma, and an Oivik Echav. Zok Tigmar, Bishlam, a Cheresh, Shaita, Vikatan. I understand why a Cheresh, Shaita, Vikatan cannot be a Shliach Lohilacha. Why? The Lab Bidne, Deyaninu. Because they don't have Das. And being that they don't have Das, they're disqualified from being a Shliach. Oivik Echavim Nami. I understand why an Oivik Echavim would not be able to be a Shliach Lohilacha. The Lab Bar Heterahu. Because an Oivik Echavim is not part of the parsha of Gittin the Kedushin. A Yid can get married Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, but an Oivik Echavim cannot get married Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And being that an Oivik Echavim can't get married Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, he also can't be a Shliach for someone else that wants to get married Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. El Asuma, Abifreitas Gemara, Asuma my loy. Asuma is a Bar Das, and Asuma is a Bar Hetera. A sumo has das in kala terukula. He's also someone that could get married. It's a freak to Gemara. Why is it that hakol kshem the hobby has I get chutz micheres shoyta v'katan v'suma? Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said very poshet. You want to know why? The fisha any idea mi min noitloi ula min noisnai. It's because a sumo doesn't know who he's taking the get from and who he's giving the get to. So how could it be a shliach loy locha? A shliach loy locha by definition would be a man that took a get from the husband. He gave it to the wife. He can't see the husband. He can't see the wife. Since he can't see either one of them, so said Rav Sheshes, who himself was a sumo, that's the reason that a sumo can't be a shliach lelocha. L'fisha any idea me noit l'mi nois. Mask of Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, who was the other famous sumo in Shas, fascinating. So he asked Rav Sheshes, if that's true, Rav Sheshes, if you're telling me a sumo can't be a shliach lelocha to bring a get, because any idea me noit l'mi nois l'mi nois nois, so heich sumo muta b'eshtai. How is a sumo allowed to be married? How is he allowed to be Meshamish Mitase with his wife? Maybe his wife is not really his wife. Can't see her. So if that's the case, how's a mutter? And he added to that, Heich bnei adam mutarim b'nishaseim balayla. At night, hakol sumin. And if that's the case, how can any person be mutter with his wife at night? Ella, said Rav Yosef. Rav Sheshes, you know the tarets. It's an ella b'tfias aina dekala. It's because although the suma can't see, but the suma could hear, and because he could hear, he has a tfias aina dekala. He recognizes his wife's voice, and that's how he knows it's his wife. And that's how all men are mutarim b'nishasein ba'layla. It's based on tfiyas ayin the kol. If that's the case, hachinami, but tfiyas ayin the kol. So Rav Yosef said, so why should a suma not be able to be a shliach lelocha? Because he can't see the husband? He'll know his voice. He can't see the woman? He'll know her voice. And with tfiyas ayin the kol, he should be able to be a shliach lelocha. So what's taka d'psha? So why then is a suma apostle elam Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef said, hacha b'chutz la'aretz askin. We're talking not stam about a suma that wants to be a shliach lelocha, but he wants to be mevi get mi medina sayam. And we know the first mission of Masechtas Gittin, mevi get mi medina sayam tzarech sheyoymar b'fanai nechtov u'b'fanai nechtam. And that a suma can't say. Because how could a suma say b'fanai nechtov u'b'fanai nechtam? Oh, but to say that he can't be a shliach if he's being mevi get the Eretz Yisrael, for example, that he would be able to. I ain't a idea me mean noitloi umi mean noisnai, said Rabbi Yosef. It's poshet, that's not a taina, because if not, heich suma mutter beishtai, the teretz is betfias ayin the coil, and if tfias ayin the coil works for a man to be mutter beishtai, so too a tfias ayin the coil would work for a suma to be able to be shliach lahilacha. The Ktzos HaKoshen in Simen Pei Aleph asks a bumbakasha from this sugya on a Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin Das Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. The sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin is discussing the halachas of a Mesis Umadiach. So a Mesis Umadiach is somebody that tries to persuade and convince other people to go away from the Yiddish Avek. So he is the quintessential Chayti Umachti Yasarabim. And we know that the Torah although it treats almost everybody with the most utmost compassion, but when it comes to the Mesa Medech, it says in the Torah, Lo Sachma V'Lo Sachasa Olam. It's actually usur for Bezdin to have Rachmanas on. And it's for that reason you find that when a Bezdin would preside over a court case related to a Mesa Medech, there's Mishnayos and there's Gemaras that talk about how they were treated a little differently. They were treated more stringently, meaning ordinarily, but when it came to the Mesa Medech, it was a little bit different. So the context here in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin, it's in Perek Arba Mises, is discussing the halachas of the Mesa Medech, specifically some of the differences in terms of how it is we treat them. Now, the specific halacha that's being discussed is that ordinarily, Bezdin would never set somebody up for failure. Meaning, Bezdin would never try to get someone that they suspect is a Mechal Shabbos. Let's set him up. Give him some fish with a bone inside. Let's get him to do bayer. Like this, we can go after him. We don't do that. But when it came to the Mesa Mediach, if we suspected that a person was being Mesa Mediach, the problem is we didn't have a smoking gun. We didn't have the evidence that we needed in order to be able to take him down. So Bezdin would actually go undercover and they would try to set him up. It's a braisna, the Tanya. V'shar kochav yemises shevet Torah ein machminin aleihem. We don't go undercover to try to set them up. Chutz mizu, with the exception of the Mesa Mediach, it's loisun loy. What would they do? Madlikin loy esaner bebeis hapnimi. They would set up a room and they would light a candle inside that room. Umeishivin loy edim bebeis achitzein. And they would have edim on the other side of the wall. The people in the beis pnimi don't know what's going on the beis achitzein. Why was there a light in the base pnimi? It says the Braisa, Gedesh Yu Hein Roya Noisa. It's like this, they'll be able to see, V'shoymen Es Koiloi, and they'll be able to hear, Abav Hu Hein Roya Oisan, but the Mesa Medich, who's going to be in this bias pnimi, won't be able to see what's going on. And then they start. So there's this person that's working for Bezdin, he's dressed in regular street clothing, and he says, tell me, Emer Masha Martli Beichot. You want to tell me again what you told me yesterday? Who Omer Loi, and he tells him, "Valo Omer Loi, Heichnu Niachas Alikenu Shabashamayim VeNavad Avidus Kachav Im Choizabai If He Has Charat Amutav VeIm Amer Kachi Choy VeYseinu VeKach Yofa Lanu VeEdim." All of a sudden, the Chevra come from the Bais Chitzan, they take him away, and that's how they would prosecute. That's how they would go after the Meisus Umadiach. But the Braisa goes into somewhat detail in terms of describing how they set this whole situation up. And one of the things I mentioned is there was a bias pnimi, a bias chitzaim, umadlikin but loyasaner be bias apnimi. There was a ner in the bias pnimi. So the question is why? Zok Rashi. You want to know why there was a ner in the bias pnimi? Truth is, the Braisa said, so that they should be able to see. But why did you have to see? The Eloi Matsi Chazuleh. So, Grashi, because if the Edim, if the Chevra that are working for Bezdin would not see the Meisus Umadiach, they wouldn't be able to be made. And even if they heard his voice, you can always say, it wasn't me, I don't know what you're talking about. So we have to see him, because if we don't see him, we don't know for sure it's him. What happened to the Sugi and Gittin, which is also a Gemara, by the way, in Chul inside the Kehem and Beis. What happened to Tvias Ayin the Koil? If there's a Sugi of Tvias Ayin the Koil, so why isn't it enough that Bezdin knows the coil, and as long as they know the coil, it's going to be fine? Rashi says with Bok Tzener that if you're going to only know it's him based on coil, he could always be makhish. Frank Diktois, how does the shim with the sugya tviyasai in the coil? Says Diktois, you have to say, it's pashit that there's a chilek between Hilchas Eidus and every other Irian halacha. Gittin Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, we're discussing being a shliach. Gittin Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, we're discussing a man being together with his wife. Over there, we can be soymich and tfiyas ayin the koil. Obe Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amar Aleph is Hilchas Eidus. And the standard for Hilchas Eidus is a higher standard. And over here, it's mavur that enochinami tfiyas ayin the koil is not going to work. And the Ktzoy says, Shuv Matzasi, that it's mafurish in the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, Echad Menor Rishonim, that the Yad Ramah already said this chilek. How could you tell me you have to be madlik and er? So you should see, because otherwise it could be makhish. Ah, don't we have a sugi of tfiyas ayin the kol? Gittin chav gimel amin alef, chulin tzadikeh amin beis. The Torah says we do, but that's not hilchas eidus. When it comes to eidus, then already it's going to be different. Says the Ktzois, that although this Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Zayin was discussing a meisus umadiach, and a meisus umadiach has dine nefashis implications, but it's lav dafka. Dine nefashis. Who adin said the Ktzois? It's pasha to me that when it comes to dine mominis, halach is going to be the same. And although there's a sugi in Gittin and in Chulin of Tvi Yisayin Dekal, but not in Hilchas Eidus, and Loishna if the Eidus is Dinei Nefashis, and Loishna if the Eidus is Dinei Mamonis. Meaning, once we see a precedent that when it comes to Eidus, we can't be Soimich on Tvi Yisayin Dekal, although it's true, the precedent that we have is by Dinei Nefashis, but the Ktzoy says, it's Pasha to me, that the same would be true as it relates to Dinei Mamonis as well. Stating that the Nesivus, Afinart, here in Simen Pei Aleph, he brings the Ktzoyis, and he says it's Pashat Alach of the Ktzoyis, and it's Pashat the Chiluk of the Ktzoyis, that Tvi Yisayin the Kol works and Kolot Ha'irkul of Isva Hetta, for example, Abinishin Hilchas Eidus, Abiyenet Sveit the Shlav, that the Ktzoyis was Mechadish, that although the Sugya and the Makar that we have, that Tvi Yisayin the Kol shouldn't work is by Dinei Nefashis, so too it's going to be true for Dinei Mamonis, that's Loi Mestaber Klal. Said the Nesivus that it's Pasha Dinei Nefashis is more Chamer than Dinei Mamonis. And if Dinei Nefashis is more Chamer than Dinei Mamonis, if the whole Makar that we have is Dinei Nefashis, Mehecha Teisne, it's going to be true for Dinei Mamonis. Va'oid said the Nesivus. Va'oid said the Nesivus. Throughout Shas, we know Iser Veheter is more Chamer than Mamon. Right? The Gemara says, Mimoina Meisur Eloi Alfinon. Because Iser Veheter is always more Chamer than Dinei Mamonis. If that's the case, if you find in Gittin Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and if you find in Chulin Tzadikei Amid Beis that you can be Soimich on Tvias Ayin the Kol for Iser Veheter, for a man to be Meshamish Shmitasoi, it's a Kolshkin you have to be able to be Soimich on for Dinei Mamonis. Because it's Eidus? At the end of the day, it's a parish of Mamonis. And Mamonis is more Chuladik than Iser Veheter. And if you can be Soimich on Tvias Ayin the Kol as it relates to Iser Veheter, Zochtin Asivus, Zichr, you have to be able to be Soimich on it as it relates to Dinei Mamonis. I, the Sugi in Sanhedrin, the Sugi in Sanhedrin is talking about a Meses Umediach. The Sugi in Sanhedrin is talking dafka about Dinei Nefashis. Zok Dinei Sivus. So what's Tafka the Pshat? Meaning, what's the Hezber? Why would it be that for Dinei Nefashis, Tvi Yisayin the Kol wouldn't work, yet when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, or even Issa the Heter, their Tvi Yisayin the Kol would work? So the Nesivus says it's Pasha what the Chilik is. The Chilik is, Tvi Yisayin the Kol is definitely very, very, very strong evidence that the person you think it is the person that it is. It's an umdinu demuchach mamish. When it comes to Eidos, however, specifically Eidos for Dinei Nefashis, it's not enough that you know somebody killed somebody. You actually have to see the person kill him. Zokti Nesivas, that's the Hagdara. That's the Hezber. The Hezber Advarim is that when it comes to Dinei Mamonos, and when it comes to Issa the Heter, as long as I know Reuven Oshim and Mani, as long as a person knows it's his wife, so then everything is going to be fine. As long as the Shleach knows that this man gave him a get to give to this woman, so Beseder, everything is going to be okay. And Tfias Ayin the Koil is Umdano, it creates all the idea in the world that you would ever need for any Sifkot in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, but when it comes to Din and Nefash, it's not enough you know Reuven killed Shimon. You have to see Reuven kill Shimon. And at the end of the day, Tfias Ayin the Koil, Heis Nish Ria, and das is what Shteita in that Sugya. Hafla. That's what the Nesiva says to be doicha the Ktzayis. In other words, the Ktzayis said that this that we see from the Sugi and Sanhedrin Samachsayan and that Tvi Yisayin the Kol doesn't work for Eidus, even though we see it by Dinei Nefashis, who are then by Dinei Mamonis, then the Nesivus came with a Svar G'dayla, and the Nesivus said, I disagree. I think it's true for Dinei Nefashis only, not Dinei Mamonis, because if it works for Issa Heter, Kal V'Chaymer has to work for Dinei Mamonis, and the Emes is Zilbas HaTaymer. Think about it a little bit, and it's Ma'id Mestaber said the Nesivus, the Svar that I'm saying, that La'oilam, Tvias Ayin, the coil, is considered a Tvias Ayin, but at the same time, all it does is gives me a dia, it doesn't give me a rib. But we know the Ktzayis HaChoshen wrote a chibur called Meshoivev Nesivas, where he answered a lot of the kashas that the Nesivas asked him. So on this kasha from the Nesivas, this a Meshoivev Nesivas, and the Ktzayis wrote back to the Nesivas, I hear the lumdus of the Nesivas. It's very, very geschmack. You want to tell me Tvias Ayin, the coil, blibes your dia? It's not Re'iyah, and that would be a beautiful Akhdara. That would explain why it works by Issa Veheter, would explain why it works for Dinei Mamonis, and it would explain why it doesn't work for Dinei Nefashis. I don't know why you consider this Yediyah. To me, this is Re'iyah. Now, it's Shmiyah, and we know Ein Adayim Re'iyah is Shmiyah. But that just means that Shmiyah is not Mamish Re'iyah. But Shmiyah is Fart Shmiyah, and it's close enough to Re'iyah. Where do you find in Shas this idea that I didn't see it, but I only know about it. So that it would work for Dinei Mamonis, for example, but it wouldn't work for Dinei Nefashis. So really, exhibit A for this is a Gemara. Kemufin. And that Gemara is Masechta Sanhedrin, Kemufin, and it's on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. It's a very, very short braisa. Tanya Omer Reb Shimon ben Shatach. Reb Shimon ben Shatach, sometimes simply known as Shimon ben Shatach. Reb Shimon ben Shatach said, Ere ben Achama. It's a Lashon Shvua. I once saw a man running after his friend into a churva. The rats the Acharov, so I ran after him. I saw this man, the Roidev, had a sword in his hand. And there was blood, fresh blood, that was literally dripping off the knife. The Harug Mefarfer. And the Harug, there was a man that was literally Mefarfer. He was dying. I told him, Rasha, mi Hargoy Lazeh. Who killed him? It's one of two people. Oyani. Oyata, and I know it wasn't me. And really, that means that you just killed this person. Abba ma'ese, serib shemen shatach, what could I do? She'ein damcha maser b'yadi. I don't have the ability to kill you. Shari omre teire, al pishnayim, edim, yumas ameis, and we don't have to aid him. Hayadeim, achshav yisipar, miyois ish argas chaveiroi. He said, Abba, let the Abish to be a witness, and he's going to be the one that's going to take care of business. Omru, they said, lo yzazu misham, achabon nachash, a nachash came and bit him, and he ended up dying. Said the Ktois, this Gemara is the prototypical example. This is the quintessential case where you know something happened, but you didn't see it happen. And because you didn't see it happen, it's for that reason you can't be meyed. Said the Ktois, that's true in that case. But over here, you do know. You just, and now do you know, you saw, or you didn't see, you heard. But why should Shmiah not be real? Meaning the Nesivus is saying, Shmiah is not real. Re'iyah, oh, now you saw. Shmiah you only know. Who said Re'iyah is better than Shmiah in that sense? You have a Chush called Chush HaRe'iyah, and you have a Chush called Chush HaShmiah. If Chush HaRe'iyah isn't just Yediyah, it's Re'iyah, so Chush HaShmiah should also not just be Yediyah. It should be Shmiah. Loshen Hazov Shalak Tzois. The Chosha Masigoy Be'echad HaChushim Bechlau Royahu. Kisha ain't tzarech l'koyach ha-mesha'er. Right? What's the lumdis of the mile of Re'iyah over Yediyah? Yediyah, it's a shtickle Torah. Re'iyah is not a shtickle Torah. Re'iyah, I actually saw it. When it comes to Shmiah, it's also not a shtickle Torah. I actually heard it. Does it make a difference if it's the Chush HaRe'iyah or the Chush HaShmiah? So in the world of the machlokes in between the Ktzos and the Nesivos, we know that because the Ktzos wrote the Meshavim and the Nesivos, so the Ktzos got the last word. As far as what we see in print, there's the Ktzos, there was the Nesivos, and then there was the Meshavim and the Nesivos. I'm not aware of the Meshavim Ktzos that the Nesivos ever wrote back, although, of course he did. But Lamaisa, what we know is that the Ktzos got the last word. But I'll tell you a svar and a flaw that I saw in the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes wrote in Shailos Teshuvas Marcheshes, it's Chelik Beis, it's Simen Vav, to be miyashiv this kasha that the Ktzos asked on the Nesivos. Such a beautiful lumdus. We're mamish falumdaving in something that's so technical and nuanced, but it's so meiridik. And he said, Yesh Shloimeh, there is a chelik between Re'iyah and Shmiah. If a person knows somebody because he saw him. So Ruvain knows Shimon. How does he know Shimon? He knows him. He's one of his Yedidim. And now all of a sudden he sees Shimon do something. So he walks into Bezin. He tells Bezin, I just saw Shimon do this. How do you know it's Shimon? What do you mean? Shimon's my good friend. I know Shimon. We daven in the same shul. We've learned Bechavrusa together. I know Shimon. He's one of my Chevra. So you know Shimon? Okay, that's your Tfiyah Zayin and Shimon. You know what Shimon. Bezin assumes, no problem. Shimon, you saw him do it. You're an eight. You're going to be Nema 100%. Shmiah said to Marcheshes, let's say you didn't see Shimon, but you heard Shimon's voice. You walk into Bezdin, and you tell Bezdin, I know this was Shimon. How do I know it was Shimon? Because I heard him talk, and it's Shimon's voice. How do you know it's Shimon's voice? What do you mean? I know Shimon. I heard him talk yesterday. I heard him talk 2 days ago. The coil of Shimon from yesterday, is that the same coil that you just heard now? It's not the same coil. That coil was yesterday's coil. When you see Shimon said to Marcheshes, it's the same face that you saw yesterday. His face didn't change. It's not Panim Chadosh's Bokan. It's the same person you saw yesterday. The coil is not the same coil. Every coil is different. Now, it just so happens that if a person talks today and yesterday, chances are his voice is going to sound the same. But it's not the same coil. It's a shtickle Torah. And because it's a shtickle Torah, maybe that's why the Nesivos held it wasn't the same. What was the Ktzos's taina? The Cholshem Asigur Be'echad Achushem Bechlau Royahu Kishein Tzorich L'Koyach HaMeshayer. You don't have to come on to be Meshayer. That's true by Re'iyah, because you saw him yesterday, you saw it's the same face, the same nose. It's the same shteren. You know it's the same chevraman. But when it comes to Shmir, it's not the same voice. It sounds the same. Oh, you're making your shtickle taira. This voice sounds like that voice. That's already koyach hashar. This was the aura that the Marcheshe said to me, miyashiv the ktsois is kasha the nesivas. Again, we're getting very technical over here. But the bottom line is, so the nesivas held that this halacha, that's mubu in Sanhedrin, Sanach, Sainim, and Alt, even though there's something called Tvias, Sain, the kol, as it relates to Summa being mutabi ishtoi, or as it relates to being a shliach lacha, that's not true for Chesedis, that's only for Dinei Nefashis. And he said a festal lumdus. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is because Tvias, Sain, the kol gives me a dia, but it doesn't give me ria. So for Dinei Nefashis, when you need ria, where all I need is Yediyah, that's why it's going to work. That's why it works for this ahead, because there too, Yediyah is going to be my spik. Oh, but the Ktzai Sel not that way. The Ktzai Sel that Shmiya is Riyah. Shmiya is not Umdana. Umdana, Ayin Sanhedrin Lama Zayin Amad Beis, the Suyo, the Mice over there were Rabbi Shimon and Shalach. But as it relates, this, no, it's a difference. This Chush, that Chush, at the end of the day, there's no Koyach HaShar over it. It's something I know Klar. So if it works for Riyah, it works for Shmiya. So what's the Pshat? So the Pshat must be because Eidos is on a different, oh, Eidos is on a different standard. So what's the difference? Dinei Nefashis, Dinei Mamonis. If you can tell me one's Yediyah, one's Riyah, so that would be a Svara to be Mechalik between Mamonis and Nefashis. But if it's more a Chil between Eidos and not Eidos, so that already would mean, that loishna dine mominis, for loishna dine nefashis. So what's takipshan in the ktsois? We were masbid in the sivas a little bit. What's takipshan in the ktsois? Why should Eidus be on a different standard? I hear Eidus is on a different standard, but we have to be masbid a little bit. So I think just to be moisif neufach, just to add one knetch of havana for the ktsois, and that is in Ramban al Atayr. There's Ramban al Atayr, it's in Parshas Toldos. The context over there is where Esav and Yaakov are both vying for the blessings of their holy father, Yitzchak Avinu. And we know that Esav, Kitzayi Befiv, had amazingly fooled his father into thinking that he was the one that was deserving of the blessings. But Rivka knew better. And she whispered into her son Yaakov's ear and said, let's come up with a plan and let's figure out a way to take the brachas. So she approaches Yaakov, and she tells Yaakov, I have an idea, I want you to go ahead and you should gamba the brachas. So Yaakov told his mother, it's not going to work. Why not? Because hein Esav achi ish sa'ir, v'anoichi ish chalak. He said, my brother's a very hairy man, and I'm not. And as a result, ula yimusheni avi, what happens if my father touches me? And you give somebody a bracha, you touch him, this is one of the mekoros. V'ayisni be'enav kimisateya, and I'm going to look like someone who gamba the brachas. V'evesio like klol of le bracha. And the whole thing is going to flip on its head. Instead of getting bracha, I'm going to end up getting klala. Es Rivka told Yaakov, don't worry about it. I figured this out. Vatikach Rivka, I'm skipping a few psukim. I speak to Esav, beno hagodol hachamudois, asher ita baboyes, vatalbeish es Yaakov, beno hakotan, and she gives him Esav's clothing. Yaakov gets the bracha, and the rest is history. Freik the Ramban, va'anitomeya, says, I have a kasha, a tmiya gedoyla I never understood on this parasha. Eich loy pochad mehekar hakoyl. Yaakov was only afraid, ulai yemusheni avi, for yisi be'enov kimisateya, that's only an ulai. They for sure were going to have a conversation. Yaakov sounds like Yaakov, it doesn't sound like Esav. So eich loy pochad, how was he not afraid, mehekar hakoyl? Zokter Ramban, v'chob nei adam nikarim b'koylam, everyone is nikar b'koyl, k'moy she'amru rabbi seinu, heich suma muta b'yishtoy, v'eich pnei adam muta b'nishtayim b'alayla, elu b'tfiyas eina d'kolo. So the imstam bnei adam akirin name, and then the Ramban says it's even a kal v'chaymer. Madach, a regular person, the man on the street, this person is able to identify somebody who is koil. Ma'yir b'yitzchok, hechocham v'haboki, lahakir bein bonov, shnetiloi b'emes tfiyos b'koil. So Freik the Ramban, ani tomeya, I don't understand. Yaakov's word, what happens if he touches me? My skin is smooth, my brother's skin is hairy. This is what he's worried about? What happened to the sugin? Gittin chav gimel and the sugin chulin tzadike. Says the Ramban two mahalchem. Number one, he says, ulai hoyu ha'achma ilo doimam b'koylam. Maybe they had the same exact voice. And because they had the same exact voice, so it's for that reason, says the Ramban, he wasn't worried about the koyl because he knew he sounded like his brother Esav. I'm skipping a little bit. Oy, shoyu mishana koyli ledabar kul shayin achiv. Or maybe he knew how to impersonate people. Maybe he was able to change his voice. And the Rabban says, Ki yesh bivnei yodom yoydom lasis kein. I've seen people do this. He doesn't say batchanim. But I've seen people do this, says the Ramban. This is something you could do. So he says, maybe he had the same voice, or maybe he was able to he was able to impersonate him, and that's why that wasn't something he was worried about. Says the Ramban, that would be miyashiv a chazal, that at first glance is very tamur. Because everybody knows that when Yaakov comes to Yitzchak to get the brachas, so Yitzchak does exactly what Yaakov was afraid he was going to do. He puts his hands on him, and what does he say? Hakol kol Yaakov, vayidayim yidei Esav. And Pasha, you would think that what does it mean? Hakol kol Yaakov, he sounded like Yaakov, he had the voice of Yaakov, but Chazal said that's not what he meant. Chazal meant Hakol kol Yaakov et geret vi Yaakov, Bar Hashem, Shom Aleichem. It was more his hanhoga was Yaakov Avinu. Freik the Ramban, why did Chazal say that? Why would they be moitzi? Just say, Hakol kol Yaakov, he sounded like Yaakov. The Teretz is, because at that point, he didn't sound like Yaakov. Either because he impersonated, or maybe Yaakov and Esav sounded the same way. That's why Yaakov was never afraid of his voice, and that's why even Esav, that's why even Yitzchak, when he said, Hakol kol Yaakov, said Chazal, he didn't mean that he physically had the voice of Yaakov, but what did he mean? What he meant to say was, is a retfi Yaakov. It's Yaakov de gesprach, Lashon Rako, but not necessarily that he actually sounded like him. This is a Ramban, it's Alatar, it's in Parshas Toldos. But I'll tell you a Marumokim Nifla Haysofa to this, which is not Alatar, it's tucked away. And this is a Gemara Mesechtes Bava Basra, Daf Kufchav Gimel Amid Aleph, and it's in the Marsha, there on that Gemara, in the Chedushi Agadis. The Gemara over there is discussing another episode in the beginning of Bereshis that everybody's familiar with. And that is that Yaakov worked for 7 years to marry Rachel. A beloved was a Ramai, and he knew that there was a good chance that Lamaisa, when he stood under the chuppah, he wouldn't be standing under the chuppah with Rachel, he'd end up standing under the chuppah later. So what he did was he gave Rachel simonim. The simonim, the objective was for Yaakov to know for sure that who is he marrying? He's marrying Rachel. He's not marrying Leah. And we all know, Rachel took the simonim, she gave it to Leah, Rachel mevaka al boneh, and the schus of Rachel being mevater is a schus that Klal Yisrael literally has ad hayom hazeh. Says the Marsha, v'im toimar, in Chedushei Agadis, Bava Basra, Kufchav Gimel Amid Aleph. He says, I don't understand. Why did Yaakov have to give Rachel Simonim? He should have told Rachel, talk to me. And as long as she would talk, she would be nikah between his eye and the coil. And Zachter Marsha, it's enough in the Gemara. Heichsum amuta benishtai. It's now you date between his eye and the coil. See, you see there's something called between his eye and the coil. See, he was a sumo, so to speak, in this Indian. So he should have just told her to talk. Zachter Marsha, you have to say that because he understood that it's possible for a person to change a voice. And because it's possible for a person to change a voice, he knew that in and of itself wouldn't have been a simon. And it's for that reason he had to go ahead and he had to, if you look in the Marsha, it's Mashma, the Marsha is saying even more than that. It was Yaakov Lashitasai. Yaakov who understood that you can't know anything from Kael. Yaakov was never pachad about the Kael. Yaakov understood that Yitzchok will never get him on the Kael. Even when he said, Akol kol Yaakov, ayodayim b'day Esav. It wasn't the voice. What was it? It was just the fact that Geret Balosh and Yaakov. So Yaakov Lashitasai had good fashtanin that you're not getting anywhere with the Kael. So therefore he said, I can't be soymich on Tviyasai in the Kael. Because Tviyasai in the Kael, that's the Ramban and Parshas told us. Who said it to explain Yaakov? It's Yaakov Lashitosai, who's not worried about the coil, because Yaakov understood you can manipulate a coil. That's something you can manipulate, and as a result, he had to go ahead and he had to give Simonim. To give Simonim, then already, that's how you're going to know for sure that it was Rachel. But the bottom line is, what you see from this Ramban and this Marsha, Mamish from Parshios, Aruchos, in the Torah, is that as much as there's something called Tfiyasai in the coil, I'm a Kenshpil in Abyssal. With the coil, this is something that you can manipulate. And maybe that's where Chazal saw, yeah, it works. Ruba de Ruba, that's what it is. Certainly if it was Masiach Lefitumai. So for sure, this is something that you would be able to be Soymech on. But maybe when it comes to Eidos, maybe there it's going to be different. So let's make a Sikkum on what we just did. So we have a Sugya in Gittin, Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, and it's also in Chulin, Tzadikei Amid Beis. It's something called Tfiyas Ayin the Kol. And it works for all in Yonim of Isva Heter. But we have the Yadrima, who's Mechiach, from Rashi and a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, that when it comes to Hilchas Eidos, there it's going to be different. And we have a Machloikus Ktsois and Nesivis, Simen Pei Aleph, whether that's only by Dinei Nefashis, or is it true by all idiots? The Nesivis held it was only by Dinei Nefashis. Dinei Nefashis, where you need Re'iyah, Shmi is not Re'iyah. All it is Yediyah. But Dinei Mominus, where Yediyah is enough, Shmi is not going to be any Gara from Yediyah. The Ktsois held no. The Ktsois held that it's true for all Hilchas Eidos. Not only is it true for Dinei Nefashis, but this is something that's going to be true for Dinei Mominus as well. So here's the question. Here's the question. According to the Nesivis, that says that Tfiyas Ayin Dekoil does not work for dinei nefashis, but it does work for dinei mamres. So you know where we're going with this. What about edus isha? What about there's an aguna? There's a woman, and she's waiting for her husband. He went to Medina Sayyam. She hasn't heard from him for a very long time. She's starting to get very, very worried. And all of a sudden, a dachar or two edim walk into Bezdin, and they say, that person that went to Medina Sayyam, we saw him, he died. Bezdin asks him, how do you know it was him? So they tell him that, I'll be honest with you, I didn't see him, but I heard his voice. I know he was killed. I heard the gunshot. He for sure died. There's no suffix he died. They saw the bullet. They saw everything. But they just didn't see him. They don't know for sure it was him, but they heard his voice. They heard him screaming, don't kill me, don't kill me. And then he was killed. And then it was over. They have Tfiyas Ayin the Koil. Does Tfiyas Ayin the Koil work when it comes to Eidos Isha? Or does it not work when it comes to Eidos Isha? So, B'muscho Rishon, according to the Ktzois, it doesn't sound like it works for any Inyanei Eidos. So if it doesn't work for Dinei Nefashos, the Dinei Mamonis, it probably wouldn't work for Eidos Isha. Now, I know you're going to tell me that, oh, Eidos Isha, you have Kulas, we believe in Eid Echad, but it's with a Cheshbin. It's based on Taiki Isha Mitzvah, but it doesn't necessarily mean that a Halacha Psukah of Tvias Ayin, the call that doesn't work in Ilchas Eidos, suddenly is going to work when it comes to Eidos Isha. So it's Ma'oid Mestaber that according to the Ktzois, it never works in Ilchas Eidos. It's not going to work in this area of Eidos either. But where it would be a very would be according to the Nesivos. Like the Nesivos, how would you treat Eidos Isha? Would you treat it more like Dinei Nefashos because of the fact that the Chaim of Eishes Ish has that level of implications? Or maybe you would treat it more like Dinei Mamonis. So I found two tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Olam. One was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Heilige Beis Yitzchak, in Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph. It's tshuva Ayin Beis. And the other tshuva was written by the Marcheshes. It's the tshuva that we referred to earlier in Chelik Beis, Simen Samech Vav. One came from Galicia, the other came from Vilna. But Shnei Gedoy Le'olam Neschavnu L'Davar Echa. And they both said that I think it's really totally in a sugya. It's the very last Gemara. It's a Gemara that we're going to learn in 2 days. It's the Hadron HaMesech Tesivamis. The Gemara over there discusses whether we're Dairish V'Chayker when it comes to Inyanim of Eidos Isha, or we not Dairish V'chayka when it comes to Inyanim of Eidos Isha. In other words, if an Eid would walk into Bezdin and he would say that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, we're not just going to take it lying down. With Dairish V'chayka, Eidoshat Yochel Azim, you have all the different sugyas. When it comes to Dinei Mamonis, Dvar Teira, Echad Dinei Mamonis, Echad Dinei Nefashot, Midi Rabbanu, we're not Dairish V'chayka when it comes to Dinei Mamonis. So here's the question, are we Boydek, Bedrish V'chakira Eidei Nashim or not? It's machloikis. Ein boitkin edei nashim medrisha v'chakira, divri Rabbi Akiva. Rav Karfen oimer, boitkin. Zok de Gemara, what's the machloikis? V'komiflgi be de Rab Chanina. The argument of Chanina. Because Rab Chanina said that dinei nefashis were dairish v'chayker. But when it comes to dinei mamonis, we're not dairish v'chayker. So what's the shayla? Mar sovar. Kivan the ikk ksuba le mishkol kedine mominus dami. One man nomer held that being that we're dealing with ksuba over here, we treat it like dine mominus. And being that by dine mominus, we're not dairish v'chayker, so said Rabbi Akiva, in boit kene de nashim, but drish v'chakir. Umarsov, you know, Rab Tarfen held, kivan the kosherina neshes ishla alma, kedine nefashes dami. And if it's like dine nefashes, by dine nefashes, we're dairish v'chayker, so too here, when it comes to Eidos Isha, we're going to be dairish v'chayker. So the Beis Yitzchak and the Marcheshes both said, l'chayra, whether or not we should treat Eidos Isha like Dinei Nefashis regarding Tfiyas Ayin the Kol. Or we should treat it like Dinei Mamonis regarding Tfiyas Ayin the Kol is totally in this last Gemara. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Tarfin? We almost always paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Because Allah Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. Unless we're told otherwise. In this sugi, we're not told otherwise. The psak Allah is ein boitkin eidei nashim drisha v'chakira. There's no drishas v'chakiras. And if that's the case, these gedoy le'olam both said, that means the maskon of the Gemara is that we treat Eidos Isha like dine mominus. We don't treat it like dine nefashis. And if that's the case, even Loit the Nesivos, that the Nesivos said that you could be soimich on Tfiyas Ayin the Kol when it comes to Dinei Mamonis, we would have a tremendous koyach that teir when it comes to Nyonei Aguna, and that is we'd be able to be soimich on Tfiyas Ayin the Kol. And the Emes is, the Beis Yitzchak says that he found it's a mefurish etshuva in the Shvus Yaakov. The Beis Yitzchak and the Marcheshes, they lived in the 19th century. The Shvus Yaakov lived already in the 17th century, in the 18th century. The Shvus Yaakov was the Rav in Prague during its glory days. And the Shvus Yaakov already wrote a tshuva, it's in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Kof, and he said that you could be soimich on Tfiyas Ayin the Kol when it comes to Eidos Isha. The Hezber said the Beis Yitzchak is the last Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos that we're soon going to learn. But the bottom line is, what emerges is another fascinating kula as it relates to the Inyanim of Aguna, and that is that although there's a Gemara that says that you can't be soimach on Tfias Ayin Dekol when it comes to Eidos, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samech Zayin Amar Aleph, but when it comes to Eidos Isha, that's something you would be able to be soimach on.